You cannot dwell in the sanctuary of God if you charge interest. Guess what? That guy that loaned her that money, he ain't going to dwell in the kingdom of God. You can't tell somebody that's in trouble, okay, I'll let you have 500 for 3 months, but you owe me 25% interest in 3 months. A real friend, right? With friends like that, who needs enemies? Now, a real man of God would have said, sure, I understand you're in trouble. Here's 500. I got $500. I can live with that. Here's 500. It's just a gift. Would that be a real man? You think that would please God? Oh, yeah, very much so. That's showing love. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, what good is that? Even sinners lend to their own kind for a full return. They don't want just a full return. They want some interest. I've seen many of them out there that have done this. Not just one or two. I've seen lots of them that do this. But the Word says you can't dwell in the sanctuary of God if you charge interest on the money that you let somebody have. So if you loan, I have no idea how much money I've loaned people, and some of them pay it back and some of it don't. Some of them come to me and want to borrow money. And if I say, okay, if you need $1,000, $2,000, I want it as a loan. Now I'm going to pay you back. How much interest? I said, no interest. Pay it back. Okay. And most of them do. But tell me they're going to pay it back. They pay it back. But if something happens and they get in a tight place and they can't pay it back, then hey, that's okay. It's just there. God, He's going to take care of it anyway. But I don't want to be one of these kind of people, 35 and 36. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them. Lend to your enemy? Is that what God said? Do good to your enemy. Lend to them. And don't be concerned that they might not repay you. Ooh, now who in the world would ever do that? I mean, I can just see now the average man. I know how men are because I are one. You know, we loan money to somebody and my calculations is, do I think this boy's going to be able to pay me back this money? He wants 500 bucks. Am I out of my mind to let him have 500 bucks too? I think he can really, I'm not going to charge you no interest, but ooh, do I want to do this? You see, we think like that, don't we? Sure. And especially if the guy's your enemy and he don't like you in the first place. That's when it's really tough, isn't it? I'm going to loan this kid 500 bucks and he don't even like me? Well, he might not ever pay me back. What'd God say? Loan it to him. Don't expect it to get back. Kind of hard to go by what God says, isn't it? He says, lend to them and don't be concerned that they might not repay. Then your reward from heaven will be very great and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to the unthankful and to those who are wicked. Now boy, that He must be a real God. You know that? If He tells us that that's the way He is and He tells us to be just like Him, have we got our work cut out for us? Yes, we do. We got our work cut out for us. I mean, this loving and loving people and being kind to people, He says you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Not if you feel like it, not if you want to be. You must be compassionate. This love walk, it's required to walk in divine health. It's a required issue here. 37 and 38. Stop judging others and you will not be judged. Stop criticizing others or it will all come back on you. If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. Isn't that amazing? I see people talk about their own children. Get mad at their own children. You know? And talk about them. And to tell everybody about the problem with their kids. And you're always talking evil about your children. Well, God tells you not to do that. He says, stop criticizing them. Or it will come back on you. If we thought that what we were saying was going to return to us, we might change what we say. But that's what God says. If you forgive others, you will be forgiven. If you give, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full measure. pressed down, shaken together, and make room for more, and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving, large or small, it will be used to measure what is given back to you. Now, when I started this ministry, when God inspired me to start this ministry, He literally told me, in fact, as I was going and ministering to people, and finally I got to where there wasn't enough of me. I was out almost every night. I finally told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't, there's not enough of me. I don't know what to do. I said, Lord, I'm gone every night going somewhere, and there's more demand for me than there is me. I said, Lord, what do I need to do? And it was so simple. He said, make tapes. Now, you'd have thought anybody could have thought of that, but it took God to think about it. And then I started making tapes. You know, I'll never forget, I sat down up there in my office, or my bedroom, really, with that little dinky $150 tape player with that $2 microphone that I had, and I made my first 90-minute tape. It took me about a day to make a 90-minute tape. Stopped and started a lot of times. Every time I stopped and started, you'd hear this snap and click and everything else, but the equipment wasn't very good. And then I said, Lord, what do I do with these? He said, give them away. I said, give them away. Okay, so I went down and bought me a box of 100 tapes, you know, like 40 bucks or something like that. And I made 100 tapes and, you know, and I gave them away. And one day my wife asked me, she said, are you going to keep taking money out of our savings and buying this stuff and this equipment and giving this stuff away? I said, yeah. I said, yeah. She said, well, what if you miss God? You know, that's our retirement. I said, well, I don't think I'm missing God. But $50,000 later, we're going to find out, do I really trust Him? You know how to hit a man hard? Right here? In his pocketbook? You take $50,000 out of your life savings and ain't nothing come back in, you begin to wonder, did I miss Him? Do you know $50,000 even a day is still a lot of money? A lot of money. And 30 years ago, it was sure a lot of money. But I took it out and I used it for the kingdom. And then one day, I got three letters one week from three different women that wanted some of my teachings. I only had four or five or six tapes at that time. And I sent those out, and a few weeks later, one of them sent me a few dollars. Another week or so, another sent me a few more dollars. And then a few weeks later, another one. When I got that check that day, my wife said, this lady must have really loved your teaching. I said, what? She said, she sent you a check for $300. I said, praise God. That'll buy a lot of tapes. And then that's the way it went. You know, when people ask me for things, I guess the largest number of teachings I've ever had anybody ask me for, since everything's free and postpaid, and of course, only people I put no limit on is churches. If an individual calls, I give them a limit. You know, you get a few and you call again, you get a few more. But I had a pastor from a church over in Plano. He come over here one day and he said, I won't set that CD, God's Power. I said, yes. He said, that's the most anointed teaching I have ever listened to in my life. That's the one I did at Bill Gothard. God's Power. He said, I want 5,000 copies of that CD. He said, how much are they? I said, free to you. He said, 5,000? I said, yeah. If you want 5,000, your pastor, you have a church, I'll make you 5,000. I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, me and my deacons are going to take a little package and put one of our flyers in it, and we're going to tape them to every door in Plano. And they did. And I've had other people do that. And I've had some people call back raving about what God had done. And I've had one guy call back screaming and cussing and calling me everything in the world. And if you ever put another one of these blankety blank things on my door, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kill you. I mean to tell you. You remember that one, honey? It was a bad one. I hate it. Oh, and you ought to have seen the foul language. Now, guess what I did for him? Hey, that's exactly what we did for him. We prayed for what God just tell us to do for those kind of people? Absolutely. Pray for those kind of people. You know, and that's what the Lord says. So if we do what the king says, do you think he's going to follow up and do something good? Just like he said right there in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. For the same measure you give, it shall be returned unto you. That's what he said. And I thought, then I had a half a dozen teachings. Today I got 400 plus in CDs and DVDs. And for years, we've been giving away up to 10,000 a week of those. You know, that's a lot of CDs and DVDs. You know what the people around here have to do to jump through the hoops to take and duplicate, edit these things that I say, the teachings I'm doing, the hours that goes into editing things, burning them to a CD and DVD, and then burning them with all that equipment, and then labeling all them, and then putting them in packages and sending them out to the thousands of people every week. I'm glad I'm not working as an engineer trying to pay this bill. There ain't no way. Ain't no way. But with God, there ain't no problem. I've come to realize that when I needed $500 a week for the ministry, God gave me $500 a week. When I come to the point where I need $10,000 a week for the ministry, He sends me $10,000 a week. So one day, whenever I get to the point where I need $1 million a week, guess what? He's got it. He knows where it's at. He knows whose heart to move on to make it happen. And if He calls me to be in a ministry that big someday, guess what He'll do? I remember that dream, that little girl that wanted 100 videotapes a few years ago and 400 of certain audio tapes. She wanted 4 boxes of 100 audio tapes and 100 videotapes. And when she'd come to the healing school and got those, she said, I'm going to give these to everybody in my church. And she said, how much are they? I said, they're free. If you're going to use them and give them to the church, I'll send them to you free and postpaid. I even sent the ship, paid the shipping and everything. And that little girl, she called me and she said, you sure these are free? I said, yes, ma'am. I give them away, free and postpaid. A few weeks later, I got a check from this girl for $5,000. Now, does God pay His bills?
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Love Yourself, God Commands It, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the TLSM website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.